67 Longview Jefferson Creek LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community District, to an MRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community District, to amend the conditions of approval for change of zone number 1557, which is ordinance 1763, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 63.71 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Double Bridges Road, which is Sussex County Route 363, approximately 0.32 miles southwest of Muddy Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 361. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 134, MAP 17, parcel 39.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have a copy of a letter received from the applicant, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, sir, come on up.
I'd like to speak in favor of it.
Well, somebody better tell us about it.
First, you can start by telling us your name.
Okay, my name is Greg Dressel. I'm a resident of Jefferson Creek, and I have with me in tow tonight the vice president of our community association, the treasurer, and also our property manager through Seascape. I am the president of the community association, and we're here on behalf of the association to request that you remove the requirement of the fence that borders the property as a condition for the final approval of our community. The fence would be, have to be included in our annual reserve study, resulting in increased expenses for our community and also maintenance and the eventual replacement of it. It's been 15 years since the original subdivision plans were submitted, and since that time, the area that the fence was to be installed in has grown in with trees and thick underbrush. Installing the fence would require the removal of much of that ground cover that would have to be removed and uprooted. The Preserve Jefferson Creek Owners Association, being good environmental stewards, pay thousands of dollars per year to maintain and preserve our ditches and swales, and the removal of vegetation would be detrimental to our plan that we have in place right now. The fence borders a game preserve where no future construction will occur and serves as no purpose as a definition line to the adjoining property. For these reasons, we would like that you grant the request that we've made through Longview, the developer, on behalf of the association to waive the requirement of the fence.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
Well, I might sound like I'm testifying for the applicant. I lived there about a mile and a half from there for 25 years, and driving by, they're right, the growth is full. It provides a nice border. Installing a fence would shade the wetland, which I know professionally isn't a good idea, and installing a fence would stop wildlife from passing through, and that's a game preserve back there, so that's all I have. I don't have any questions. I concur.
All right.
Thank you. Are you done with me?
Not yet.
Stand by.
Okay.
You get to hear from all of us.
I've waited here this long. I can wait another couple of minutes.
Well, I'm the crazy lady that was walking through your neighborhood, if anybody is curious about some woman walking around, and it is very well established. You're absolutely right. I just did have a question, though. That fence requirement didn't come from the state, did it?
To my knowledge, no. I thought it was just.
Was it something, is a question, was it imposed because the state required it on the?
Yes, I didn't want to say, no, you don't have to put the fence up, and then the state say, wait a minute, we wanted the fence up. I would, can't imagine that they would want the fence up, because it is a lovely way for the deer and stuff to walk through, but.
And if there's wetlands, the Corps is always encouraging not to shade the wetlands in any manner, and the fence would shade morning through mid-afternoon sun.
I wouldn't imagine it would be a requirement.
Okay, yeah, I don't think it's necessary personally either, but.
Probably one of those things that found its way onto a plan, and nobody really knows how it got there.
Yeah, but here we are, 15 years later. This sounds like the, this sounds like what we were talking about onset of the meeting. That's all I have.
Collins?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I agree with wildlife.
Okay, all right. Staff?
None for me, thanks.
Counselor?
No, but just thinking through this, I mean, it sounds like something that maybe you all could act on and I could help Mr. Mears with when we get to it. I would just suggest that if you're going to act favorably on it, that part of the recommendation be that between now and county council, you just find out if that was a state requirement. Because it probably wasn't, but we don't want to create a whole big headache for everybody where DENREC or somebody comes in and says, we wanted that and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Just they won't be able to get back through that.
Well, I know, but it's just, you know, we can verify. I don't want to hold it up, but we can verify that before it gets to county council. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1987, Longview Jefferson Creek, LLC? I get that you're all are probably. Right, well, we don't want you to be repetitive, you know.
Exactly.
So. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1987? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or